No one can beat me. Think about that phrase. No one can beat me. It's a true statement, but it depends on the context in which you use it. It makes all the difference in the world. See, if you say no one can beat me, and it's based on what you've already done, you're beat because you're stagnated. You've stopped growing. You're looking at your past accomplishments, and you're going to soon be lapped because others are moving forward. However, if you declare that no one can beat me while you're in the midst of action and growth and you're continuously improving, then no one can touch you. Why? Because you're never settling. You're continuing to evolve. You're analyzing, you're adjusting, you're reframing. You take situations and you reframe them again, and you keep going and keep going and keep going. See, let me tell you the trippy thing about it. The no one can beat me. There is no one. It's not. It's all about you. See, you're in constant creation mode. You're adapting to these new situations, these challenges. You're reshaping past outcomes. You're unstoppable, literally, because there is no one. There is no one person. There is no one situation. There is no one circumstance. There is no one, because you're not focused on others. You're just focused on laying the brick. You're focused on what you're doing. Here's where you get out of your game. When you're focused on what others are doing, you get knocked off your game. You lose your rhythm, and you start playing someone else's game instead of playing your own. This is when you get knocked off. This is when setbacks occur. Your narrative begins to change. Instead of your narrative saying, how can I make this better? Your narrative is comparative. You're comparing yourself to what others are doing. Case in point, the other day, my daughter did a beautiful painting in art. And she said, I didn't like it. And I said, why didn't you like it? And she said, because I started looking at another students, and they drew a beautiful koi fish, and the way they did the fins and the colors in the fins, they were just so beautiful. And I looked back at mine and I said, I don't like it. And I said, baby, you know what the crazy thing is? The person who drew that koi fish that you admire so much could be looking at your painting in admiration and looking back at theirs saying, I don't like it. It's all about perspective. And when you're comparing it to someone else, you're going to get beat. You're going to get beat. So when you're looking at someone else's work, look at their skills, look at their techniques, look at how they do things as a way of learning, not in comparison. This is about your work. This is your art. This is your personal expression. And if you keep comparing it to someone else is always going to be better than you. Someone else is always going to be brighter than you. Someone else is always going to have other advantages that you don't have because you're comparing. Let me tell you, when you look at someone else's advantages, you lose sight of your own. This is the power of reframing. So when you can see that your narrative is starting to slip and you're starting to compare and take stock of someone else's advantages, quickly take stock of yours. If someone started before you, you can look at it as an advantage, but you can also find your advantages in that because they started ahead of you. They've had to go the long road. And now you can draft all of those efficiencies and you can make tiny course corrections and fast track it and see drastic improvements in a shorter amount of time because the technology is better. The efficiencies are there. And again, You're learning. You're not comparing. So let me give you a few takeaways today where no one can beat you. You got to tell yourself that. No one can beat me because you're constant. You're in motion. You're evolving. So number one, you got to embrace continuous growth every single day, man. A better version than you. You have to bring your best work to date. To date. And then tomorrow, new date, better work, constantly improving. So you got to embrace the continuous growth. You're never going to get there. I hope you never get there. It's always about continuously improving. Number two, stay in your lane. You hear people that say that? Mar, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Let me tell you what that means. It means stay focused. Do your work. Understand that no one can beat you because you're constantly improving. You're constantly getting better. You're constantly analyzing, adjusting, gamifying everything, and you refuse to settle. The third part, consistency is key. Keep analyzing. Consistency is everything. Keep improving. It's a continuous race. It's an infinite game that you're playing because the game that you're playing is with yourself, man. This is where you get burned out is when you start comparing to someone else. You're like, man, there's no use. I can't catch them. And you burn up. No. You know how many people started a podcast before I did? Dude, if I compared myself to them and their accomplishments and what they're doing, I'd flame out. It's all about bringing a message every single day that I can. Bringing that message, making it better, making it more clear, making it more concise. Helps me think better. It helps me approach the day better. It helps me coach better. And last, affirm your value, man. Remind yourself, man, no one could beat me because there is no one. It's just me bringing my best to date. And tomorrow, I'm going to do it again. That's why no one can beat you. Remember, keep it simple, keep it moving, never settle, stay tough. Let's get it.